Julie Herbst.
I used to have a training on customer care on our Step 4 customer care page on JP Team Support, but I changed that because it was outdated, and I actually put in just a PDF training about what our company is doing for us as far as customer care goes, and it's amazing. As of November 1st, our company has introduced a new customer care program, and it really is built around the Juice Plus Effect program, too. That's a big part of it. So one of the things that I wanted to encourage you to do is go to the Step 4 customer care page and give it a minute. Click on it says lifelong customers there. Click on it. It will take a few seconds to download because it's a big file. But you can go through this, and it actually has some wording and things. So instead of being a moving webinar, this can be something that you can use. You could actually even use this at a potluck training to do a training on our customer care program. But our goal is to create lifelong customers. You know, our lifelong customers are going to not only remain customers with us, but a lot of them will turn into distributors, or they'll end up giving us referrals, you know, for the life of them being a customer. And then we've got a series of educational exposures. This is really what brings us to moving people from prospects to customers to raving fan customers and then ultimately to distributors. So you may take them through a web walk, number one, and then you might shoot them over because they expressed an interest in really understanding oxidative stress. Maybe you send them a Dr. Du Bois YouTube video to follow that up. That would be a second exposure. Then you're having a healthy living party and you invite them to that. That's their third exposure. Then there's a doctor coming to town, the fourth exposure. You know what happens when you keep continuing these exposures? You get either a lifelong customer or you get a distributor. You get somebody who wants their whole family on Juice Plus. So either they're going to send you all those referrals or they're going to sign up as a distributor. And then our company, what is our company doing for us? Well, you guys know when you place a new order, they email you a confirmation. Then they email you reminders to call the customers 3 times during their first 4 months. They email our customers these beautiful, 7 beautiful new educational emails during their first 90 days that reinforce the Juice Plus habit. And the final email contains a link for them to actually take their Juice Plus Effect survey. And we've had some questions about whether or not we can still do surveys with customers. The answer is yes. You can beat them to it. You can actually do the customer survey before they take it on their own. Another question is, can we see the results of the survey that was done? No, the answer is no because of confidentiality. If they choose to click on the link and take the survey with the company, then we won't get to see those survey answers. But that's okay. You can still talk through the survey with them because there is a lot of power in that. The company also emails us a preferred customer genealogy once a month so that we can track all of our customers, and this report is so valuable in so many ways, not just to alert us about next customer ship dates, but you can see all the customers in your whole team, and you can really take your newer distributors through their customer genealogy and really discuss, you know, who in this customer base would you love to work with? Who's loving Juice Plus? Who could we introduce the idea of the business to? So there's a lot that can be done on this customer genealogy report. What if you have a distributor who's just kind of inactive right now, but they have 10 customers? Call those customers. Make sure they know about all the new things happening right now. One of the things you could do is see if they want to get these beautiful emails from the company. You can go to your juiceplus.com website, and you can actually, there's a section where you can add a customer's email so that they start to get these beautiful emails from the company. All right, so then there are virtual office alerts that our company gives us. They send us, they send our customer the free product through the Juice Plus Effect program, and they do ongoing information to our customers, and this is if they're on the email list. And then what is our responsibility? Well, we should place a new order. We're placing the new order. Then we're calling our customer 3 times during the first 4 months. We get the reminder from the company. We fill out the Juice Plus Effect survey to receive free product. We review our customer genealogy report that I was just talking about. You know, we're going to look at that and figure out if there's declined credit cards that we need to fix and things like that. So you need to learn how to read that customer genealogy report because it's really important. And then we need to check our virtual office alerts, do customer care, make sure that we check on that Juice Plus effect. What if they got, you know, free vineyard? We need to follow up and make sure they want to continue that free vineyard. You know, how are you guys enjoying the vineyard blend? Can we get you started on that so that you don't run out? You know, we need to put on our calendar an alert or remind ourselves to make sure that we follow up on the free product and get another order from them. And then continual exposures to customers, like I said, you know, this is going to be a lifelong relationship with a lot of your customers, to where you're letting them know about webinars that are coming up. You're letting them know about local events and updates to our, you know, like I had a customer call me the other day and she said, Julie, I'm going out of town and my Juice Plus came, but it's not the Juice Plus, it's some other product. And she had had the new packaging, but she didn't realize that there was new packaging. So I thought, oh my goodness, I've got to make sure all my customers know who are getting a new shipment that there's new packaging, and not to be afraid, just because that is actually the same product, but it's in a new package. And once she opened it, she was so excited about the new packaging. She's like, this is so pretty. This is easy. Oh, I love this. And this is my whole four-month supply, and it's so much smaller. She loved it. She was all excited. So that was really neat to hear. And so you guys can really flip through this this PowerPoint or this PDF, because it will give you a lot of other wonderful ideas about keeping track of your customers, keeping good records, asking your customers what are their expectations of Juice Plus, and just really making sure that we do the best customer care possible. And customer care is not our number one goal. It is very important. Our number one goal is to get out there and find team members. And I just want to end with that because, you know, as important as customer care is, if that is eating up all of your daily method of operation time that you have to work on this business, then you're out of balance. Because really, how are we going to really affect change? It's by building a team and getting distributors. And we want to focus on that too. So don't do too perfect of customer care that you're eating up all your valuable Juice Plus time. But of course, we do want to do good customer care and take care of our customers, because those are the people very often who lead us to thousands of other people because they become distributors. So I hope that helps today, and I hope you guys are excited about that PDF. I hope it helps.